Hello, I'm Melissa Long at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. We may not know the results of the Democratic caucuses in Texas until at least tomorrow afternoon. Election officials are still counting the votes because of overwhelming turnout on Tuesday. Senator Barack Obama's leading with about 41% of the precincts now reporting. Some voters complained of long lines, chaos, and confusion about what they were supposed to do on Tuesday. Senator Hillary Clinton's campaign is considering challenging the results. Gaza is facing its worst humanitarian crisis in more than 40 years. A new report by aid agencies and humanitarian groups says things haven't been this dismal since Israel's 1967 occupation. It says the Israeli blockade has left more than 1 million Palestinians isolated, dealing with poverty, dealing with unemployment, with little access to education and health care services. It found water and sewage systems are on the verge of collapse. Israel blames the hardships on Hamas militants who keep firing rockets into Israel. Two explosive devices have turned up in a freshman's dorm at the University of California, Davis. That student is now under arrest. Authorities say a woman tipped them off that students had possible explosive devices, and they immediately evacuated the 400 kids from their dorm rooms in eight buildings. After obtaining a search warrant, police found what appears to be pipe bombs. A 19-year-old is being held in possession of materials with the intent to make an explosive and other charges as well. A West Los Angeles homeowner has a lot less backyard to deal with right now. Most of it crumbled onto the busy boulevard below, the Sepulveda Boulevard. That stretch is now closed between Sunset and Montana. No one on the ground was hurt when it collapsed. Some reports blame a water main break for that landslide. Fire officials say it is possible, or it could be the other way around. Geologists are evaluating the situation. A CNN investigation has found Southwest Airlines flew more than 100 planes in violation of mandatory safety checks, and some of those aircraft, deemed unsafe by federal standards, were in service as recently as last March. In some cases, congressional documents say planes flew for 30 months past government inspection deadlines. Lawmakers are expected to ask for a hearing on this matter as soon as possible. Southwest declined to make an official statement. Southwest Airlines carried more passengers in the U.S. than any other airline last year. And you're up to date. Those are the headlines making news at this hour on this Thursday. And do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.